California has a new law requiring insurance companies to cover at-home testing for sexually transmitted infections. It's the first of its kind, and it just kicked in. Sexually transmitted infections, or STIs, have been surging in California and across the country. The CDC says between 2015 and 2019, there was a 30% increase in the most commonly reported infections: chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. With us now is Stephanie Arnold-Pang. She's Senior Director of Policy and Government Relations at the National Coalition of STD Directors. Stephanie, welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
So what is behind this surge? I understand it began well before the pandemic, yeah?
Yes, that's true. STIs were increasing long before 2020 due to a number of factors. Lack of awareness in the general public, stigma associated with STIs, which impacts an individual's desire to get testing, doctors not offering that testing, and patients not asking for the testing, as well as cuts to public health. So what we know is that STIs were at record lows in the 2000s when there was ample public health funding, and because there was low STI rates, funding was reduced, and we've just seen STIs increase as a result, leading to 6 years of increasing STIs before 2020, and COVID pandemic hit, and this only exacerbated those increases. And we know that public health staff have been taken off of STI response and moved to COVID response, and that STI clinics have had to reduce testing and reduce their hours as a result of the COVID pandemic, which is only increasing our already out-of-control STI epidemic.
Okay, so in this situation now, we have this new law in California. Is it your sense that with insurance coverage that more people in the end will get tested for sexually transmitted infections? I imagine home tests could reduce some of the stigma.
Yes, exactly. We refer to it as at-home testing, but it's really testing anywhere outside of a clinic setting can really reduce barriers to testing, whether that's stigma, so not wanting to go into a clinic or not being able to find a clinic that has hours that can accept you, can really bring down barriers. So we're getting used to at-home testing as a result of COVID. And we know that insurance coverage of a lot of different healthcare services can bring down out-of-pocket costs and normalizes this type of testing. So we really do think that increasing the insurance coverage of at-home testing will increase individuals to get that testing.
I've read that these at-home tests seem pretty convenient to do for people at home, but are the results going to be reported publicly to the health departments so these numbers can be tracked? Because that, as you know, has been a question with these at-home COVID tests.
The difference between at-home COVID tests, where you get your results in, you know, in 15, 20 minutes, is with STI at-home testing, you still need to have a connection to a lab. So you'll still either send it out to a lab or utilize a lab inside an STI clinic. So we believe that there'll be more reporting as a result of STI testing than there might be with COVID testing.
All right. Now, one major concern is the recent increase in congenital syphilis, which pregnant people can pass on to their babies. CDC says between 2015 and 2019, cases were up 279% nationally. I mean, is this one of the most concerning parts of the trend?
It definitely is the most concerning trend because we know that many cases of congenital syphilis can lead to stillbirth or infant death. And even when the baby is born with congenital syphilis and survives the pregnancy, that this is lifelong health consequences. And what's really distressing is that these are preventable cases. If mothers are tested early enough in their pregnancy and get the treatment they need, then we can prevent congenital syphilis cases. And congenital syphilis cases are really just the worst part, a canary in the coal mine of the STI epidemic.
And finally, on public policy in general, California is often first in the country, before the rest of the country, sometimes before the federal government. Is there any indication that other states are watching this and considering passing similar laws?
We really do think that the California law is groundbreaking and is a leader of the pack. We know that state legislatures look to California on a number of different topics, and we really think that this law could be a good example for a federal law as well, increasing STI testing and insurance coverage, as well as the need for increased federal funding and an STI clinical funding stream as well.
Stephanie Arnold-Pang is Senior Director of Policy and Government Relations at the National Coalition of STD Directors. Stephanie, thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having me.